Sif Tes talks about Malich Karei Seach. So up until now we were doing Tzli. From Dalet till Ches was Didim of Tzli. Tzli Kachosh, Tzli Shamein, more Dinim of Visser Balua, going to a Kli, to a Kli. Now it's Malicha. So we have to, how much does Malicha Aser? First we have to learn the basic halacha of Malich Karei Seach, how much does Malicha Aser? Then we have to talk about all the things that we spoke about by Tzli, Hatar Mafatim Le'iser, does it go Mechaticha Lechaticha B'Loi Roitiv, all those rules that we spoke about by Tzli. Now we have to talk by Malicha and then compare where they're similar, where they're different between Malicha and Tzli. That's really the job here of Sif Tes. So let's go. First, how much does Malicha Aser? Sakta Mechaber. When something is very salty, that it's not edible because of its saltiness, this is known as melicha legdeira. This is how the Mechaber Paskin and Simon Tzadik Aleph, when is something kireseach, how much salt do you have to have for it to be kireseach? That is, she'in enechel machmas milchoy. So then it's dine kireseach. Umaflit leser kedei klipa. And how much is this resicha of melicha, how much does it affect? Kedei klipa. Salting basar and gvina together. So the basar goes into the gvina kedei klipa, and the gvina goes into the basar kedei klipa also. Again, we're not talking about over here so much in Tzadik Aleph. There was another rule that we spoke about, which is known as tahar meluach v'tamei tafel shari, which meant, essentially, that was a fancy way of saying that when the way Malicha works, the Maluach asers, it goes into the Tafel, but it is not affected by the Tafel. That was that rule. And the exception to that rule was when the Tafel is a liquid, right? So then it's able to get absorbed into the Maluach. That was the Ramah commenting on the Mechaber over there in Siman Tzadik Aleph. We're not going to focus on that halach over here. The Tor Maluach V'Tomei Tafel Shari. Well, we are, actually, but not in Sif Tes. It's going to be later. Sif Yud, Yud Aleph. So later. I don't know. We're not going to get to that today. So that's discussed a little later. Here we're just talking about that the thing that's Maluach is asking, how much is it asking today, Klipa? The im hu shuman hagid. The girsa that's in our Shulchan Aruch that the Shach and Taz had is the im hu shuman hagid. So that's step one. Din one is generally maliach. If it's kachosh, it's kadei klipa. The im hu shuman hagid v'knoi k'nishavai. If you're talking about shuman hagid, the fats surrounding the gid hanasha, which is taka fats, but it's not mamish like chaylev. It's not really fatty. It's fats, but it's lean fats. The same thing with the krumois, the membranes that have fats in them. This is also lean, have the gdara of lean fats. Is yesh lahachmer ulatzricham netilas makim, because they're somewhat fatty. So then, in other words, what does it mean somewhat fatty? In other words, because beteva you're dealing with fats, things that could be fatty. So even though these particular examples of fats happen to be weak or lean, afal bikain, we're a little bit more machmir when it comes to these things, that it's not just kedei klipa. If you salt, let's say, the yerech together with the gidanasha, and there's the shuman agid over there, so how much is that going to aser? Kedei netila around it. Not just kedei klipa. So we're machmir that it needs netila. Ve'im. Well, I don't know exactly. The knoiknas are the extensions of the gid hanasha. It's not really part of the gid hanasha, but it's like the extensions of it. It's also aser, at least I think midrabbanon. Huh? No, because it's not mamish fatty. It's fats, but it's lean fats. So because b'teva it has a more of a tendency of you know, the shayach to be fatty, so therefore we're machmer a little bit more that it's kadei netila. But if it's real shamein, im hu chelev, if it's something which is real fats, Then, if chelev mamish, then sarich shishim levatloi. Then you have to have shishim, because it spreads bakuloi. So according to the Mechaber, how much does melicha aser? So the proper answer is three levels. If it's kochosh mamish, it's kedei klipa. If it's the middle, if it's somewhat fatty, it's kedei netila. If it's real fatty, so then it asers bekuloi. Mechaber did not yet mention, by tzli we spoke that you need shishim plus a netila at the point of contact. Mechaber did not mention that yet. Let's read a little further. And we also didn't discuss, does the Mechaber say heter mefatim leser by melicha? Meaning, let's say I'm salting, the iser is kachush, the salty iser is kachush, and the heter is shamein. Do we say heter mefatim leser like we said by tzli? Just like by tzli we said, if the iser is kachush, but the heter that I'm roasting together with it is shamein, so heter mefatim leser, that's how the Mechaber paskin. Do we say that by melicha as well? What's if the melicha? So that's what he starts off to say over here. That we do say after mafatim leser by melicha. Now what's if the kosher meat that you're salting together with these iser kachosh is shamein? So then afilu b'shuman hagidu knoiknei shabai, even if the iser that you're salting together with the heter is not an iser deiraisa, but it's only shuman hagid, still, sarich shishim levatla, you need shishim. Because we say, heter mefatim leiser. In other words, even though shuman hagid on its own could only aser how much? In other words, if you're salting the shuman hagid with basar kachosh, how much will it aser the basar? What we were just saying a second ago? Well, shuman hagid was a little bit fatty, so it's gedei netila. So, but over here, if it's fatty, if you're salting it with fatty meat, so then we're going to say heter mefatim leiser, and you're going to have to aser kuloi, plus velito mimakim shanaga kedei netila smaka. You're going to have to take off kedei netila, just like we said by tzli. Ulapachas klipa. At the very least, in other words, over here already, we're not so sure if it's shishim and netila, like we said by tzli, or shishim, or maybe there's room to argue that by melicha, it's only shishim and klipa.
Okay. If by a little bit fatty it goes kedei netila, by a lot fatty it should also go kedei netila. Meaning, if we're going to start with peeling.
Yeah. This is a very good question. I explained it in the morning shiur, so you can listen to the recording. I'm not going to explain it right now. It's a little very intricate, but it's a good question. It was why are we over here? Do we say it's shishim plus klipa netila? We're not sure. But how much it asks on its own, we were sure about. We said on its own, it's netila. Through heter mefatim leiser, so it becomes shamin, so it's able to aser kuloi. And how much is the roishim, the mokim shenaga? I don't know. Maybe klipa only. What changed? What changes of it? Okay. And why is it different than sli, which we said is shishim and... Okay, so that's not for now. It's a little bit too... in general... So we're going to just say shitas mechaber is melichas kedei klipa. The shuman hagid, if it's a little bit shamin, it will be netila. If it's real fatty, oh, it's kuloi. Or even if it's, and we do say heter mefatim leiser, so even if the heter is fatty, it'll be kuloi. Plus, if you do have shishim, you'll have to take a netila or a klipa b'makim shenaga. And kol shkein, if by heter mefatim leiser, we're saying that you need shishim plus something b'makim shenaga. So koshkin, when you're dealing with, at least this is the way Primi Mugadim said it's a koshkin. I'm not so sure why it's a koshkin. But he says you'll still have to take b'makim shenaga, you'll still have to take a klipa or netila.
If the iser itself is fatty. But that's not that's not a koshkin for sure.
I understand your question. In other words, when the iser itself is kachosh, so the mitzad iser itself, it's only spreading kedei klipa or netila.
And we're adding a rule to make it spread.
So yes, you're saying it could spread more. So maybe you'll tell me it could only spread lechumra or something like that. But I don't understand why he says it's a koshkin. So that's the rule. So according to the Mechaber, we say hatem mefatim leiser even by melicha. Comes the shach and he says, not so pashut to say heter mefatim leiser by melicha. He quotes the marshal, and the Taz also quotes this marshal, that it's bad enough to say hatam mafatim lisser by tzli. Again, like we said before, the Taz held. The Taz thought we're not supposed to say hatam mafatim lisser at all. We said it's a simen kuf. That's a rule for simen kuf ches, for reicha milsa, that rule, hatam mafatim lisser. It doesn't belong in blias, in tzli, melicha. It doesn't belong here at all. Okay? So really, many poskim, the Taz and the Pri Chodesh, also paskins like the Taz, doesn't belong here, Bechlal. The whole din of Hatim Mefatim Lisser doesn't belong here. So comes the Shach and the Mashal says, even if you don't want to accept my Taina that it doesn't belong here at all, at least not by Melicha. It doesn't make sense by Melicha. So comes the Shach and he explains that there's a certain case of Melicha where it doesn't make sense at all. And I'll tell you that the Mechaber and the Tor, the Mechaber who does say Hatim Mefatim Lisser, it has to be limited somewhat. Even saying the Mechaber who clearly does say it by Melicha, it has to be limited to when they're both salted together. How is that? Why is that? Because, I mean, it doesn't really say it out so much, but I think this is the Pashat explanation for why we have to say this, why the Shach has to say this. The Shach says like this. When you have Tzli, okay, you have an Isser Kachush and a Heter Shamein, whichever one, the bottom one is hot, or it's they're both hot, whatever it is. So then you'll tell me the fattiness of the heter affects the isser and gives the isser, goes in, says the because by heat they're going into each other. The blias go in both directions. Let me just finish explaining this. The blias go in both directions. The isser goes into the heter, and the heter goes into the isser. So because the heter is going into the isser also, so it makes sense to say that it's affecting it. So if the heter is shamin, it's giving the isser that characteristic that it's enabling it to go, when it goes into the heter, it should go bekuloi. Yeah? So it makes sense a little bit to say. By melicha, the rule was, tahar meluach v'tamei tafel shari. Only the meluach is affecting... Only the Malua. You're 15 minutes early, no? You're starting shiur early today?
Sorry.
All right. One second. Let me finish the thought. Only the rule of Tar Maluach V'Tamei Tafel taught us that what? That only the Maluach is affecting the Tafel, but it's not becoming affected from the Tafel. So if... If it's not Shnei Meluchim, meaning if only the Isser is Meluach and the Heter is Shamin, how should the Shamnunis of the Heter be able to affect the Isser and give the Isser the Koyach that it should be able to go Bekulay? It can't work that way, because it's not going into the Heter to be able to affect the Heter. I know what you want to ask. You want to ask that the Isser is going into the Heter. When it goes into the Heter, it should become affected. That's not how Heter Afatim works.
If this piece of Kachos were saying, oh, the Heter is going into the Isser and making the Isser fatty, so then if I take this piece of Kachos, a piece of Isser that was done with the thing, I go roast it with another piece of meat. Are we going to say, oh, now it's fatty because the original... Based on what we're saying that the Heter is putting its fattiness into the Isser, so now this piece of kachos should become a piece of shamin.
I don't recall seeing that clearly, but one could think about that.
Kachos becomes fatty for the next piece of meat.
We have to think about that. Because we're clearly saying that the way the Hatra Fatim works is that the fattiness, in other words, we're not saying that when the Isser goes into the Hatra, so then it's becomes fatty. We're saying when the heter goes into the isser, it makes the isser fatty.
And then
the isser will now have the koyach. I mean, not so. That way, the Shach said that clearly in Sivkot. Whatever the base. Yosef said it, and the Shach repeated it. The Shach quoted it in Sivkot and Yudala, that's how it works. So, yeah. So based on that, I'm trying to explain why the Shach is claiming that it could only work, even according to the Mechaber, it could only work in such a case, because if the heter is tuffel, it's not affecting the isser. Mash, only if they're shnei meluchim, then they're affecting each other, then you could taina that the fattiness of the heter is going into the isser, and now it makes the isser fatty, that enables the isser to go And when the Isser is going to go into the Heter, it's going to go Bekuloi. So it only makes sense as the Shach. In other words, even if, so again, you have the Taz who says it doesn't make sense ever to say Heter Mefatim Le'Isser, not even by Tzli. Even by Tzli when it's Isser Be'en touching. In other words, even the first din of Tzli, it still doesn't make sense to say Heter Mefatim Le'Isser. It only belongs in Simen Kuf Ches. You have the Mechaber on the other side who says we say Heter Mefatim in all cases. Since we say it by Tzli, by Isser Be'en, we even say it by Tzli of Isser Balua, and we say it by Melicha. And on that, the Shach touches up the Mechaber that he only meant to say it if it's Shnei Meluchim, but you can't say it if only the Isser is Meluach. And then you have this, then you have the Marshal here that says we only say it by Tzli, but not by Melicha. Okay, so by Melicha we don't say it at all, even by Isser Be'en. Meaning even when I'm salting Isser, treifa meat with kosher meat, or let's say, kosher fatty meat with Isser Kachosh, we're not going to say, even if they're both salty, we're not going to say Heter Mefatim Le'Isser. We don't say it by Melicha. And then we have the question, if even if we do accept this, and we're willing to say it by Tzli, you still have the question of, do you say it in both cases of Tzli, or do you say it only by the Isser Be'en? That was the Shach's Chiluk. So the Shach kind of accepts this. We're not going to say it by Melicha, and by Tzli, where we do say it, we're going to say it by Isser Be'en, but not by Yisr Balua. So that's the puzzle over here. Now starts the real sugya of the Sif. The real sugya is, we learned before in Siv Zayin, very simple. Balua and a kli, balua from a chaticha l'chaticha does not spread b'lay reitiv. Unless it's shami, it does spread. Nishtazay pashet. It's not so simple that shamin spreads. Not so simple. It's able to spread to aser kulay, meaning if I'm roasting iser shamin, if I'm baking iser shamin, I'm baking chalev together with basar, it's going to aser bakulay. The first din of tzli, that if it's shamin and aser kulay, that we all agree to. The second din, this halacha that where tzli is different, that a balua does not spread mechaticha lachaticha b'lei reitiv, and there we said, but that's only by kachish, not by shamin, it does spread, that's not so clear. If shamin, does shamin really make it like roitiv, completely like roitiv, that it should spread everywhere and evenly, and it's mamish like you're cooking a chalon together? That's not so pasha. Not everyone agrees to it. It's a big machlokes rishonim. Now we have to bring it down and see how we paskin. So we're going to be mamshich downstairs.